This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That was fire to listen to for my ears. Shout out Will. That came in from Will. He said, "I made two theme songs for your show. Actually, I made one theme song for your show and then one song to make Jeff specifically laugh." So I guess we'll listen to the next one next week.
Can't wait.
Stay tuned for Will's
That was fire. Yeah. I mean, it's like, listen, Paul McCartney, you gotta take notes, right? This is how you turn that song into gold.
This is how you music.
This is how you music. And we are giving advice to Sir Paul McCartney.
He doesn't know. He used to know. And then he kind of like got old, right? And he lost touch with what was hip.
Well, I don't think it was necessarily about age, right? It was just, you know.
No.
Well, no,
he's the
it
age
was
of
that.
A retiree, but he hasn't given up yet. You know what I mean?
I think he released a music video recently where it was like AI on his face of, or not AI, it was like CGI of him as young Paul.
I haven't watched it yet, but I was going to bring it up on
the tough.
Show.
It's tough. It is really hard to see. It is
You
very,
don't want to see what he
no,
did.
No, yeah. you don't want to watch it. It's like Polar Express kind of animation. It's
sure,
like, it's
sure.
not, yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, you're in New York right now today, August 3rd, which is a Tuesday.
It's easy to make it in Manhattan.
Why a cover of this song?
I'm a star now, cause I'm in Brooklyn.
Were you calling me cuz, or were you saying like this? It's because
no,
you're
I was
in
not.
Brooklyn.
Decidedly, I was not calling you that. I was saying it's cuz I'm in Brooklyn.
You're a star because you're in Brooklyn.
I'm a star because if you make it in New York, you can make it anywhere, and it's easy to make it in this town if you're someone like me.
Someone like
you. I have
the
talent. I have the brain. Sorry. Let me finish. I have the talent. I have the wit. I have the breadth of experience. I have the sex appeal of a much older woman. I have the energy of someone who's booked not only a series regular job, but it to the HeadGum Studio.
So you were late today. You were late to the studio today.
I was about 40 minutes late, yeah. No, this is my first time in the new Brooklyn studio. I'd been to the old one that was kind of shitty.
Easy with that.
It was Nick Rad's old art loft, which was fine, but it didn't get a lot of natural light. This place is unbelievable. You got to see it. It's a lot of natural wood, and it's nice to be in a studio instead of my depressing basement apartment. which I haven't done for the longest time. The only times that for the past year I've been recording either in my basement house or in my parents' house closet.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to
yeah.
be here.
Yeah. I'm excited You're, to record in the LA studio.
Yeah. That one, Marty needs to get on it. It's stalled because he I don't want to throw him under the bus, but he's not a hard worker.
You are throwing, that's, I mean, what do you mean you don't want to throw him under the bus? That was just a full shot at Marty Michael. I don't want to throw him under the bus, but he doesn't do shit.
I'm not going to sit here and shit talk Marty because he's a good guy. But at the end of the day, like, he doesn't get after it. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have that drive, that passion.
So that is shit talking him. That is exclusively shit talking him.
There's no way to spin it where that's not just shit talking him.
Yeah.
No, but hopefully in a couple weeks we'll be able to do that.
It's been a couple, it's been 2 weeks for like 2 months. Oh, I'll be done in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he said the first week of July. And then he said 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks ago he said 2 weeks. And now it's been 2 weeks. So it's been 4 weeks. And it's just an empty box of a room. He hasn't even tried to order the sound panels or the furniture.
It's a recording studio.
It's a closet. It is a storage unit.
What's going on with me?
What's going on with you?
No,
I have to ask.
It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't. You
my
don't.
My God,
you don't deserve to.
That's not what podcasting is. Podcasting is you fill the space. You say something interesting. You talk about yourself unprompted, unsolicited, because that's good conversation. That. Oh my God.
Now I'm sad.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
How are you?
No, I mean, like, now? Well, it's different than what if you would have asked 30 seconds ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Confusing time, right? Confusing time. Sure. Miss Delta's on the rise, and
Miss Epsilon is on the rise.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, shit.
It's already, like, the fourth wave hasn't even fully happened yet, and the fifth wave is already on its way.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's terrifying. I'm trying to ground myself in science and logic, as well as my fear. Get vaccinated if you can, y'all. Like, please just fucking do it. But enough about me.
That wasn't even about you. That was about the world at large / ad nauseum.
You know what I want to talk about is Piggy Banks.
Banks.
Some little oinkies, just a couple little pennies in an oinky. And then you let those oinky pennies accumulate. And next thing you know, you have $11.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, boxes behind you. Is Daniel moving out? Because there's a sadness behind your eyes.
No, I just need some oinky pennies, and right. I'm good. Jeffrey, talk to me about little oinkers, those little oink oink, those little trotters, those little banks of pork, those piggy banks.
Ideally, you're not putting bacon in a ceramic, but no, I had a piggy bank growing up, to be sure. It was mostly loose change. Nothing really ever came of it. You know what I mean?
What kind was it? Was it a little piggy? Was it a little trotter? Or was it something different?
A little trotter? No way I'm going to let you get away with that.
Was it a little trotter or was it like a castle or a dragon?
Baby's born. It's a beautiful baby girl. What's the name? Trotter Lily.
Trotter.
Yeah, one parent says Lily, the other one says Trotter.
Trotter.
What did you say?
What did you say?
I said Trotter. What did you you said something insane.
Well, I said Trotter.
Like you said something normal. Yeah, it was a little pig. About the size of a baseball, if as it were.
Again,
small. A lot of nickels and dimes, very small. I truly don't think I ever used the money for anything. Did you have a trotter? Did you have a fucking piggy bank?
I had a little oinky trotter for sure. A little oinky trotter.
How is this what we do?
That I could
this is our job.
Loose change into. And it was a little piggy, and again, I think it was just a couple pennies. I didn't really use it very often. Okay. But I've Looking back now, as I was like looking up different piggy banks, I'm like, damn, I wish I'd actually used it and like been smart about it. And like then to open like the satisfaction of then like opening it one day and being like, whoa, I have $7.38. Holy shit.
Not a lot. holy shit. You have $1,400 in here. What the fuck?
Accumulated interest.
No way. That's actually a really good invention. It's not possible, but basically like an Oinky Trotter that has like a 2.7% APY.
So yeah, I mean, what I love about piggy banks is that they come in all different shapes and sizes. You can get your classic little Oinky Trotter, but you can have it be anything you want. But then it's like, is it a piggy bank? It's just a little bank. It's like, I remember it's like you could have a Disney princess head and put it into, like, the top of their skull.
Big bank take piggy bank.
What was that?
It's the song that's, like, big bank take little bank. So it's, like, big bank take piggy bank. Should we get into our first review?
Yeah, I'm afraid we should. Would you like to start us off, Mefri?
1 star from Amazon customer of the Aerolota piggy bank, transparent creative glass coin banks.
Okay, now what
piggy
the
bank
fuck
money
does that
for children, boys and girls, birthday gifts, gift box blue.
Money for children, boys and girls is one of the funniest phrases I've ever heard. Now, what does this look like?
We should post these to the Instagram because they're interesting to see. It is a absolute glass piggy bank with a cork nose. Which is how you get the
coins. Is it an Oinky Trotter?
I don't want to sound cliche, but it is kind of an Oinky Trotter made of glass blown.
So it's a glass Oinky Trotter.
It's a glass blown, for lack of a better term, sow.
5 stars from a cutie.
That's it? Oh, okay.
From
a cute cutie, like a cute pain.
A cute cutie.
5 stars. I bought this gift as a smash piggy bank for someone who has a hard time saving. It's great because there's no cork to get it out, and you can visually see how much you're saving. It really is pretty. Smaller than I expected, but it'll fit dollar bills just fine.
Sorry. So there's no
cork. There's no cork. No, there is a cork nose. I don't know why they said there's no cork to get it out. What got me was this is a good gift for someone who has a hard time saving. You can't give this to an adult. It's not fair.
Also, the whole point of it is to save. So it's like you can't lead a horse. You can lead a horse to water, right? It's like you're terrible at saving money. Here is a thing that you're not going to use it if you're already bad at saving it. And even if there was no cork and they're bad at saving money, you put a penny in and then you desperately need it. The amount of piggy banks they probably smash they gotta have it. They gotta have it.
Yeah.
I need the piggy bank to be smashed because I gotta have that cash.
It's just, how much can you save in a piggy bank? Like, I'm thinking like a couple trying to save up for a house. Mm-hmm. And then like, honey, you're back from work. I'm so excited. I got you a little gift.
Oh my God. You didn't have to do that.
So you know how we're saving up for that. That pied-à-terre.
That pied-à-terre.
Three bed, two bath.
Oh my God. I mean, in my wildest dreams. Yeah.
100%. And I know that we were kind of committed to, you know, penny pinching. Mm-hmm. We really need to cut some corners.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to buy, you know, lattes every day. We can make them at home.
We do not. We absolutely do not. Please open it. I'm so excited to see your reaction.
Okay. I'm so excited. Ooh, shaking the box. Okay. Oh, wow. What can this be? And you said this has to do with us saving money to buy this house that we want?
I don't want to give it away. I just want you to open it.
What's in the box is going to be like something that will help us achieve the house of our dreams?
I think so. I really do. I think it's going to be the difference maker.
Opens it. Piggy bank.
Piggy bank. Fine china. It's so nice.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's from this British china maker. It cost a pretty penny, but I feel like the investment is worth it because at the end of the day, it's going to be so beautiful and such a centerpiece in our living room that we will have to think about saving every time we see it.
Sorry.
Also, we are $2,400 in the hole, so basically we have to save at this point.
You said this cost a pretty penny to buy
$2,400,
something.
And that was without shipping and handling.
Oh,
and that was also only about 67% of... It was $3,600. I don't know why I lied.
you spent $3,600 on something that we're supposed to be saving money in.
No, I'm saying because we spent so much, it's going to kick our ass. It's going to light a fire under our ass.
Not we, because you spent so much. Don't lump me into it. You're the one who
spent.
Well,
hang on. The gift is for you, so it is inherently both of ours.
Are
you kidding me?
Well, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you actually getting mad at me? I've done nothing. I walked in from work. You handed me a box with a $3,600 piggy bank in it. Do you expect us to, over time, save enough? Now we have to pay off the piggy bank itself before we can even start saving up for this house.
This is a crazy reaction to me. When you wanted to lose weight, you got that Equinox membership, right? How is this any different than that? That's $150 a month. But guess what? You lost a ton of weight, got in great shape because you wanted to go to the gym because it was a nice gym to go to. This is a nice way to save money. It's not just like giving it to Chase, right? They're not just like sending it some digital thing where we don't even see it. It's just some number on an app. We're going to see the cash on our living room table.
We're going to see the cash? We're going to see the pennies and dimes?
Turn it around. There's clear. There's a window into it.
You don't have a job.
What's that?
You don't work. You cannot afford to spend 30. And I know that we're married and I know that our finances are linked, but this is unbelievable. I got my gym membership because that was something that I wanted to do and it paid off for me.
Sure, sure, yeah. And this will.
You don't work.
And this is a soft spot for me because I do work. All right. What is that? I point over at like a very graphically sexual statue made out of clay that has not been gone through a kiln. So it's wet clay of like somebody trying to suck their own dick. I am a visual artist. I am a sculptor. And you know this about me.
And how many pieces have you sold? How many graphic?
How many pieces have I sold? Doesn't matter. How many pieces have I made?
No, that doesn't matter. Because now you're spending time. You are buying the material to make this dick art. And you haven't.
Sure. It's not all dick art.
And you haven't sold anything.
I sold the smile at a celebrity auction.
What? You sold a smile?
I sold the sculpted smile at a celebrity auction.
And do you remember how much that went for? And do you remember how much that went for?
Well, it was an auction. So I didn't get the price that I wanted. Sure, but we got $70. We got $70 and that covered the flight. I flew to Boston.
You flew to Boston.
I flew to Boston to sell it and it covered the expenses. This is crazy. I don't get on your case for being a consultant.
Right. You don't get on my case for being a consultant because I'm the sole provider for this family, money-wise.
This is crazy. Because guess what? When I'm a rich artist...
This is not crazy.
You're going to be like, I believed in him from day one, and you didn't.
Sorry.
I have half a mind to fucking return this piggy bank.
I think you should. Is there any way you can get your money back for this? I think you should absolutely. Did you keep the receipt? If you kept the receipt, we should be okay. If you kept the receipt, I will not be mad at you because we can get that money back.
All right. Well, I will just check my bag for the receipt and I will go right back to the fucking China store that I bought it at. And there is... Yeah. No, it's in here. It's... I pull it out. I did use it as kindling. So it is ripped in half.
I leave. Cut to 10 years later. At a Sotheby's auction.
We will start the bidding at $1.5 billion.
Everyone's raising their paddles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's for that one piece. The person trying to suck their own dick. Yeah. I'm standing in the back of the room, shaking my head like...
It's like that end of of La La Land where they both kind of just lock eyes and they like give a knowing look.
Sold for $7.2 trillion.
And I'm donating it all.
To what?
To a bad charity.
To a charity no one's vetted yet.
To a charity that somebody talked to me about outside of Whole Foods.
Couldn't
everybody
find their website.
Like standing O.
Hero, hero, hero.
I know. Hero. I know. I've always been one.
I'm in the back. I believed in them from day one.
False. Should we take a break?
Okay, Marty. Hey, Marty, on this break, do you want to finish the studio, please?
Marty, why don't you order the Gick acoustic panels like I've been telling you for a month?
Hey, Marty, if you want us to keep doing the show, how about you give us a space to do it in? Marty?
He doesn't want us to keep doing the show.
Okay,
the
got
thing.
It.
It's a time and money suck for the company.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Hey, podcasts, listen, 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 listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available?
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
if If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Und wir back.
Yeah! What do you mean, yeah?
German?
God, you spoke English in a German
das
accent.
Das ist German, yeah?
That's Das.
Oh, hashtag that's Das for sure.
Hashtag that's Das.
We saw that. Amir sent that thing to me in January, and now it's everywhere. It's
it
at Sunset
so
Junction.
It is so funny.
Yeah.
It is. There are so many. It's right by my house. There's a whole campaign for it. Yeah.
They've spent unbelievable ad dollars on it. Also, like, what is Das? Because Häagen-Dazs is a fake word. Like,
that's
it's not
Das.
A fake. I know, but it's like, oh, that's Das.
That's
I'm
Das,
like,
for sure.
What is Das? Das
no,
is nothing.
No, that's Das. You know what else is rebranding that I was like fascinated by? Tiffany's.
What do you mean?
Like, I saw posters and it was like, it was in big font, like, not your mother's Tiffany's. And it was, like, all these
nice
young people wearing sterling silver.
That's so funny. That's, like, whoever was their marketing director should be fired. Because that's, like, every company has been, like, oh, the Gap is all of a new of a sudden.
It's really, it's wild. Okay, here we go. This is for a polka dot piggy bank. It's a white...
Sure.
Piggy bank with blue polka dots on it. One star from Utada.
That's gonna be Utada. Glinter.
Glinter. Utada so glinter.
So it's like winter with a glint in your eye.
Got it. Utada glinter. One star. The title is extremely terrible quality. This is a joke. I ordered the silver one and the blue polka dot one. The silver one arrived first, and I was shocked when I opened the box. The first thing I've noticed is the scratches on top near the opening where you put the coins in. Then I noticed the pig's eyes are opaque instead of black. It looks scary, rather. The worst part is when I realized there are polka dots covered with silver paint. This seems like an old piggy bank with dots covered with silver paint. And the scratches on the top makes me think it's used and covered with paint. This is very disappointing. Anyone else have the same issue? I should be getting the blue polka dot pig tomorrow, and this piggy bank is certainly poor quality. I'll be returning both.
Halloween, guys. What haunted houses are we hitting this year?
Oh, man, dude, I can't wait to try all of them. I mean, I'm such a Saw head. Obviously, we gotta do the Saw ones.
We gotta do the Saw one.
Obviously, we gotta do the Conjuring.
Yeah.
Obviously, we gotta do Nightmare on Elm Street. And obviously, we gotta do Piggy Bank. What?
Tyler, who's your friend?
Oh, sorry, man. This is Ricky. Ricky is he's my friend from high school.
Ricky, look at me.
Yeah.
No, you're still looking at your shoes. Look at me.
I thought it was.
No, you haven't moved at all.
Okay.
Just look me in the eye. You're an adult man.
I am.
Come on.
Yeah.
Ricky.
Yeah.
Say what you just said again.
there is a house. It's not like an actual haunted house, but there is a house down the street. It's the scariest shit you've ever seen in your life.
And what is it?
Let's just say there's a haunted piggy bank inside.
What do you mean?
No, listen, I mean, like, Ricky, come on. You don't have to bring this up now. No!
Tyler, who's your buddy?
No.
You know, we don't like dorks.
Hmm?
Yeah, man, we don't take kindly to dorks. Is he a dork?
Ricky, are you a dork? He's not a dork. We haven't talked about the haunted piggy bank in years. No, I know, but I figure we're all men. We can handle it, unless maybe you're chicken. No, dude, come on, don't start this, Ricky. You're too small. I'm not small. These guys are just weak. Are you little bok bok chickens?
No, we're not. It doesn't sound like it's actually a haunted house. It sounds like it's just a piggy bank in some person's bedroom.
Just a piggy bank. Okay. Well, if you're not scared,
what's different about it?
Why don't you come take a look?
I mean, Gibson, should we?
Yeah, I guess let's start there, and then we'll end on the cool stuff. Cut to the house.
Now, before we enter, gentlemen, I'll give you one last warning. Run away while you can.
Ricky, what did you do for work? Sorry to interrupt, but just like real quick. Is it something normal or?
I groom dogs.
Okay.
Now run away while you can, because this piggy bank sees into the darkest depths of yourself. It will show you the thing you most fear. It will take everything away from you, even your very last breath.
This piggy bank's gonna kill me?
Yeah, dude, come on. We don't need to talk. Well?
Ricky, who is this guy? Or Tyler, who is this guy?
I told you he's my friend from high school. I mean, it's like our parents were really close. And
that's what I thought, yeah. And your parents made you hang out?
We hung out because we wanted to, but then he became him. And so then it became like, yeah, my parents asked me to. No, but yeah. Here we are. So if you are brave of heart, then the piggy bank will spare your life. But if you have but an ounce of ill will or disrespect toward the piggy bank, you will never see another Halloween again.
Ricky, is this your house?
It's my stepdad's house, so I mean, it's like not technically my house.
Much worse, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I've come here a couple times. I've seen it. I've seen the piggy bank. Stop! Let them see it for themselves.
Why are we all humoring this guy? He's fourth wheeling. Fine, let's see this piggy bank. Cut to inside.
Creeping along like Scooby-Doo style.
It's a completely normal house, but they're just going upstairs towards his bedroom.
All right, gentlemen. Behind this door, the creature of your darkest nightmares lies.
We know what it is. It's a piggy bank.
Oh, we know what it is. It's a piggy bank. You don't know shit, Gibson.
That was actually kind of funny, Ricky.
Shut the fuck up, Rodney.
That's not even my name. It's Peter.
Whatever. Beyond this door, your lives will change. So, I warn you. If you have any ounce of fear, run away now. No, man, we're not going to run away. Just
Ricky's kind of growing on me. He seems kind of confident now. He gets a FaceTime. Ricky gets a FaceTime.
No, sorry. It's a work thing. I got to take this.
Opens it. Hey, Ricky.
Hi, Lucy. What's going on?
I need you tonight.
Sorry, Toots. I'm busy. We're going to see the piggy bank.
Okay, call me later.
Yeah, we'll see.
Ricky, that was awesome.
No, stop it. Tonight's not about that. It's not about the hot, babalicious girl I'm seeing.
Tyler, who's your friend?
I told you, it's Ricky, man. He grooms dogs and has a scary piggy bank. He dates Laker girls. I don't know what to tell you.
He dates Laker girls in Chicago?
They fly out for him.
Holy shit. Let's see this piggy bank.
They open the door. It's like a fog, like fog-ridden room with like
a black light and a spotlight illuminating a piggy bank.
There it is, the demon trotter. Come on, Ricky. No, he's
holy
what
shit.
It's called. All right, Gibson. Holy why don't you go up first? See,
I don't know if
what
I want to go
piggy
up first.
Bank. See, go unless you're chicken.
I'm not chicken. Come
that
on,
pushes you in front. Go.
Hey, piggy bank.
It looks in the eyes. The piggy bank's eyes start glowing red. You just hear one low. You like it starts to grumble, shakes a little bit, and they just hear one low. Oink.
He defenestrates himself, jumps out the window, sprints away.
I knew he didn't have it in him.
Holy shit.
Peter?
No.
Your turn.
I don't really want to, though.
Pushes you in front. The piggy bank's eyes start glowing. It starts
cool
like...
Bank. Cool bank.
It starts like moving from side to side.
Don't like, sway like that.
Teeter.
No way. Oh, no!
Punches the piggy bank. It falls off the thing and shatters.
I'm so sorry.
You don't know what you've just unleashed from the wreckage. The just like hellfire.
What the fuck? Tyler, who is this kid?
He's Satan himself, man. I don't know.
Why didn't you say that the first time? You made him sound so small.
You would have gotten mad at me.
No, I wouldn't. It would have been crazy, but fine. And we could have avoided this, man. We're in Lake Forest, Illinois. This is nothing. And it's also the gates of hell.
I have a date with a foxy lady.
FaceTime.
Lucy, I'm on my way.
Thanks, Satan Daddy.
All the Laker girls are on a Satanistic.
What is this relationship, man? I don't get you. How do you know Tyler?
Our parents made us hang out.
I don't believe you.
He sold his soul to me when he was 10.
All right, should we do our last review?
Yeah. Okay. This piggy bank. This is the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life. It is called Hisgo Piggy Bank for Adults Stainless Steel Savings Bank to help budget and save. Must break to access money. Oh, it is a steel box that if you want to get...
What?
It is, if you want to get anything
out of it...
It's
not a pig?
No, it is a steel box with a little slit in the front. And you have to either smash it or pry it open with a hammer to get into it. This is 5 stars from Alana W.
Alana Wealth.
Alana Wealth. 5 stars. The title is Love It. I love that you can't get into it. I'll be getting another one when this one's full. Brian, our wedding's coming up, and I just want to make it the best day we can be. And I know you said that you have 5 stainless steel boxes filled with more cash than either of us have ever seen in our lives. If you could just break open one, we could have the wedding of our dreams.
I told you I don't feel comfortable with that.
Well, then what are you saving it for? This, it couldn't be a more perfect occasion.
I can't tell anyone or else it might not be enough money when I break into it. It's like a wish.
You can tell me.
Fine.
It's like a wish.
I've never told anyone this.
Do you think that if you tell me... like
the monetary value will change in the steel. Yes.
Okay, what is it?
I've never told anyone this before.
Okay.
I'm saving up for a store.
For us to start a store?
Maybe.
So you don't even know? You'd rather just
think it would be cool to have a luxury apothecary in a hip neighborhood. And you need like six figures for that. What is a wedding? A wedding is to celebrate us, not to celebrate fancy bars.
Cut to 10 years later. Brian, it's your dad's funeral. And I know I am so,
don't
so
remind
sorry
me.
For your loss, but yeah. Someone needs, we don't have the funds to provide the service that he would have wanted. And now that you have 25 stainless steel boxes that you've never touched, you could open just one of them and it would cover the funeral expenses. It would make your mom so happy.
Why not? Because the idea for the apothecary has grown to a chain of apothecaries across many different cities. That's going to cost like seven figures.
You must have more than that in these boxes. You have 25 boxes and you can save up more. This is one day. You think that if you open one, the rest are just going to disappear?
Brian, come on. It's your brother, Terrence. Just open one apothecary.
Yes. Right?
See how it goes and then franchise later. I don't want to franchise, Terrence. I want to open all of them the same day. Multiple ribbon cuttings. New York, Paris, Tokyo, same time, same ribbon, stretched across the globe. That alone is going to cost 70 grand at least. And do I have that in the steel? Yes.
Cut to 10 years later. Brian.
I will not pay for your surgery. Don't even ask. Because guess what? The apothecary has become a mart. Apothecary mart. 700 locations. That's going to cost at least eight figures.
You have 563 steel boxes full of money. I, your wife, need this life-saving surgery. Even half of a box could pay for that. And you want to what? Open an apothecary mart? You want to what? Sell $40 candles? What's important to you, Brian? Is it the apothecary? Got it. We are absolutely getting a divorce.
How about this? If you can pry open one of the steels, maybe I'll let you use it towards the surgery. But you know what? I don't think you have the strength.
Already open.
Wow. Damn it. Fine. I'll just keep being a dentist, I guess. Which is what I've been doing.
The next day, he goes to check, and he was right. Because one was open, they're all empty.
No! The camera is like bird's eye view. It just kind of like he's screaming towards the sky, and it goes up.
It's because I told my wish.
It's because I told her. Imagine if you saw somebody on the street screaming something like that.
It's because I told her.
It's because I told her.
I wish I would see that. Oh, God, no. I told you my wish. No.
Nice. Should we take another quick break and then go to our last segment?
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I feel like now's a good time to announce a new addition to the review team.
Wow. Okay.
Daniel Ramos. New editor-in-chief.
Daniel Ramos. There's a Ramos going on right here. A Daniel Ramos. Daniel Ramos. Woohoo!
Daniel, I'm so sorry about that. You can feel free to cut that out.
No, Daniel, keep it all.
And if you did hear this, it's probably actually an abridged version because she did do an entire overture.
Keep the entire thing. Welcome, Daniel. Thank you for editing our podcast.
What is there to say about Daniel Ramos? Sorry, what is there to say about Daniel Ramos?
Took you so long
that we haven't. He is.
Stop, like, twirling your fingers.
He's a wizard.
Sorry, so you're only going to speak wizard, once sorry. I start wizard. Speaking? Because you're taking the longest pauses.
Ramos is...
What shook me?
He's sort of a guardian, yeah. He's sort of a guardian of the audio.
Oh, my God.
He's a guardian of audio.
Got it.
No, but shout out Daniel Ramos. That's
shout out Daniel Ramos. We're so happy to have you. Jeffrey, I know on this podcast we've talked a lot about your eyes. But now we're talking about mine.
Bomb drop sound effect.
I have my first optometry appointment in 2 weeks.
In 8 years. Of 8 years in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, I have my first optometry appointment. The last one I got was...
I cannot believe you're not going to Dr.
I'm not going to them, no. And the reason I'm going, one, just to see how the old peepers are doing. I feel fine in terms of vision and clarity, and they're not dry, certainly. They're sopping wet. I cry a lot.
Okay.
And but no, it's because one of the girls, she's a rebel. She's a free spirit. She has a mind of her own.
She's a rebel without a flaw.
She's a rebel without a cause. And that means that she just kind of wanders aimlessly. Yeah, I have a slightly lazy eye.
She takes long walks.
She veers off the beaten path. She takes the road less traveled by. Sure. The road less traveled eye. She,
nice.
She doesn't play by anyone's rules but her own.
Two eyes diverged in Riley's face. And your optometrist fixed the one.
Two eyes diverged off of my face. My right
What's
eye
that?
Took the one less traveled by.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And I took the one less traveled eye.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
So it's not super noticeable if you are. It's very slight, but... Yeah. I do notice it in some photos of me sometimes where I'm just like, there's something. It's like, it's not too off, but it's like, there's something. I'm not quite fully looking at you.
Sure.
Not quite fully looking at you. So would love to just have it not be that, you know?
Yeah.
Would love to have it not be that. Because also one of my eyes is higher than the other. So I'm already not. We already got one strike. And
one of my eyes is higher than the other. I did the symmetry thing. And my face is not, it's symmetrical except for my eyes and my eyebrow. But I think that's because of my face injury from last year.
So I would love to have.
This episode comes out on August 17th.
So my appointment will be tomorrow.
Same. Wait, you're going on the 18th?
Yeah.
We should carpool because I'm going. Well, we're not going to the same eye doctor.
Are you? Do you actually have an appointment on the 18th?
I have another LipiFlow appointment on the 18th, and that's the day that, God, fingers crossed, that I'm going to talk to my eye doctor about LASIK again.
We should carpool to different areas of the city for our differently timed and scheduled eye appointments.
And we don't live anywhere near each other.
That's great. So yes, that's what's going on with me and my eyes.
Well, welcome to the club. Mm-hmm. I hope that you have. I hope that your eyes are fine. But you can join my one-man support group if they're not.
Okay.
You can follow Riley on Instagram, at Riley Anspa, on Twitter, at Riley Coyote. And you can follow the show on Instagram, at Review Review, and on the subreddit, r/ReviewReview.
You can follow Jeff on Instagram, at Jeffrey James, and on Twitter, at Jeff Boyardee. Should we thank some VI podcasts?
Let's get into it. Let's thank these fuckers.
Big thank you to Aaron.
Agent Michael Smallbean.
Aggie!
A co in the key of, well, G.
Alan taking the piss out of Jeff with my potty humor.
Alex Witt.
Alvar Walls from Lindell.
Anthony Amadeo.
Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Chuck.
Caroline, the breadwinner, and Kinsey, the bread dinner.
Chasten Bales.
Chris Forgash.
Christian Side Hugs for Purity.
Connor, use promo code Buell anywhere and see what it gets you.
Damien Kirk, question mark, more like Damien Jerk, exclamation point, other host fucking got him.
Devin Clark Memler is going to find Jeff and, well, fight.
DJ Freaky Ketchup, new patron?
Gentleman the 13th.
Dr. Bob Buell, MD.
Fancy Octopus.
Gabriel Castaneda.
Jeffrey really is a dumbass. On the Legoland episode, my name was Bitch I'm Madonna, but you read it as Bitch I'm a Madonna, and then it cuts off.
Gray Vault, inmate number 69. Nice.
Greg Berg.
Hallie finally changed her name.
Holly.
Isaac Puff, new patron.
He's not. Jack Wan.
Jackson Hansel.
Jake the Snake Rabbit.
Jake Ullman.
Jameson Poncia had the best.
Oh my God.
Just had the best week of his life. His best friend got married, and he was not only the best man, but the coat rack.
Jared.
Jasper Jeffrey Hoffman James.
Jeremy Brunner.
Jesse Tipton.
Jad Gosley.
JP again, new patron by the way, tipped $10 during HeadGum game night, felt ashamed about it, spent $20 to apologize. Yep, that's me.
Caleb Lester.
Lauren Mullane.
Lord Hunter the Grey.
Maggie Anderson.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Michael Begel.
Mushu Lasagna.
Nate Poured. Not, you know, fuck that. Nah, you know what? Fuck it. Sir Paul McShartney.
New name, old patron. TR is dead. Now I'm Brungus Mink.
New patron.
No, it's Dorian Xavier Lewis Randall.
Nolan Murphy used promo code Buell and annihilated his pubes in a matter of minutes.
Nothing Sometimes will be the next host of the HeadGum Podcast like soon.
Pat Scott.
Phoebe.
Please wear longer balls. I can see your shorts.
Riley Anspa. That's right. We need VI Podcast, so we subscribed ourselves.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Adams strongly desires a hoodie. That's all he's ever wanted.
Jeffrey. Sam Armstrong.
Shatamay.
Sheesh, new patron alert. Ben, sound effect from Jeff's board, but just say that out loud.
Space Ant.
The lead singer of Chumbawamba's first name is Dunstan.
That's so funny. This is Daddy Tuesday Night, and all you VI podcasts are my babies now.
This spike protein Mew is longing to Tate.
TJ Michael.
Tyler, the scaled little baby boy, please don't meet my address.
Xander Madsen.
Yara Bouchard.
And Yasmin David. Thank you guys all for subscribing at the highest tier. You can also access VIP Zoom parties and live streams at our Patreon at patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff.
Woo!
Until Friday, when we have a bonus episode. You know what? I hope you guys all have great fucking lives.
I do
then.
Too. Don't no, say it like
I
that. No,
I would love it. I can't speak for Riley, but I actually think everybody should be happy. Love it. And if you're not, that's also okay. BetterHelp.com/review.
Jesus Christ.
And we'll see you again on Friday for a bonus episode. Arrivederci.
Chee!
That was a HeadGum Original.